Psalms 50 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." I'm interested in this phrase, "I will deliver thee." I want to preach on this subject for a few minutes this morning. God will make this trial a blessing. Boy, I'm proud for the promises of our great God and how that He said that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. It seems that some people go through trials better than others. But we all go through trials. Every child of God is going to go through trials before we leave this world and go to the other world. You just as well to mark that down where you can read it often, because this is not our home. We're strangers. And we are away from home. And when you're away from home, you can expect trouble. But thank God, after a while, we're going to make it to the house. But until then, God's grace will be sufficient. And so God will make this trial a blessing. Let me give you three things that I'm through. First of all, God will make this trial a blessing because of my position. You said, "Well, what is your position?" Now watch your verse. "And call upon me in the day of trouble." Now, when trouble comes, our position is that we are in trouble. You said, "Well, why in the world would you put yourself in that position?" You don't necessarily have to put yourself in that position. But because of His sovereign will, because of the sovereign will of God Almighty, you'll find yourself in trouble. You said, "Well, I never would." That's right. You never would put yourself, if it was left up to you, and you think in your mind this morning of all the troubles you've had, you never would have put yourself in that position. You never would have got in that position, but it's something about the sovereign will of God Almighty, and you rest assured in that, that God will bring you to that place. You said, "Well, why would God put us in such a position?" So I can see my behavior. We talk about when we see somebody else in a position of trouble and they're going through a dark time, we are bad to say, "I wouldn't act like that. I wouldn't behave like that." You don't know how you would behave. You don't know how that you would act till you get there. But I tell you how you'll find out. It's when you wake up in the morning and your position in the sovereign will of God is exactly where they were when you said you wouldn't act like that. I'm going to be honest with you. Some things I go through and I don't behave right. And God does that for me so I can see my behavior. You said, "Okay, so God gets us in this position for why?" Why would He do this? Call upon me. He'll get you in this place, and this is what He's saying. When He does, He's saying, "Let me hear from you.
Now, we might not have prayed yesterday.
And we might not have prayed the day before yesterday. But you let us find ourselves in a position of trouble, and I'll tell you what we'll do. He'll bring us to the place of prayer. And He, God, will hear from us. The Bible says in Psalms 18:6, "In my distress I called upon the Lord, cried unto my God. He hears my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him even into His ears." I tell you what God will do. He will hear from you. When you get in a position of trouble, when you can't help yourself and mama ain't at home, and you don't know where daddy's at, and you can't find your best friend, I tell you who will hear from you. It will be God, and your behavior will change. And so we can see our behavior in this position when God brings us to a place that we call upon Him. And that gets us to the place where that we pray. The Bible says in Psalms 25:17, "The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses." You said, "Well, our troubles are about over." No. "The troubles of my heart are enlarged." They probably gonna get worse before we get home. But thank God that God knows where you are. And God knows what you need. And I'll tell you, the child of God that's watching us needs to see that we're in good behavior. In good behavior when we go through these things that everybody go through. And we need to be on good behavior. Because somebody else is coming right along behind you. Now watch your verse. "Because of my position," He's got me in a position that I'll call upon Him. He says, "Let me hear from you." And so I can see my behavior. Now, watch the verse. "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee." Now, my position, but I will deliver thee because of His provision. He will do exactly what He says. He's brought us to a place of prayer. And now, when He says, "I will deliver thee," you're still in the middle of the trouble. You're not out of trouble yet. But when He says that to you, it brings us to the place of peace. The sovereign will of God. But in His position, you will find His satisfying work. It satisfies God to work in the life of the child of God when we're going through trouble. In His provision, "I will deliver thee." Now, so I can see my behavior, but in His provision, so I can see His bigness. I didn't say so we could see how big He is. We've never seen how big God is. God has never had to be as big as He can be. He's never been as big as He is. But thank God He's always big enough. He's always been big. I don't know how big God is. I have no idea. You don't know how big God is. But He's big enough so that we can see His bigness. Now, when we see His bigness, He's brought us to prayer. He's brought us to a place of peace. And we see His bigness. Now, we've called on Him. And now when we see His bigness, brings us to a place where that we count on Him. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that He's a God that we can count on. we've got to the place where He says to us in our prayer, let me hear from you. Then He brings us to a place of peace and He says to us, let me help you. That's what God wants to do in our hearts when we're going through a trial and we wonder if we're ever going to see the other side of it. And God brings us to a place right in the middle of it and peace settles in our heart, our soul, and He says to us, now let me help you since you know my bigness and you see my bigness and you got to a place that you're at peace what you're going through and you're counting on me. He said, let me help you. That's the reason why that, thank God, He said, I will deliver thee. We may not be through this thing yet, but thank God we're well on our way because of what He said. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, we still don't see the bigness of God. We still don't see how big He is. But I'm glad, thank God, that our God is bigger than I can ask. I can ask some big things. You can ask some big things. But you don't know a word big enough to be bigger than our God. You cannot ask anything that is bigger than God. He's bigger than I can ask. I don't care how many college degrees you've got. You don't know a word big enough to be bigger than God. He's bigger than I ask. He's bigger than I can think. Boy, I can do some big thinking. I can do some big thinking. But our God is bigger than we can think. If there's a thought ever went through our head big as God, He'd have blew it off like a 12-gauge shotgun. He's bigger than we can think. He's bigger. He can do more than we can think. He's bigger than our troubles. He's bigger than our sorrows. Noah found out He's bigger than His flood. And it covered the whole earth. But He was bigger than that. Lot found out that He is bigger than his failures. And Lot was a failure. David found out He's bigger than his fears. Hebrew boys found out He's bigger than their fire.
Jonah found out He's bigger than his fears. That's right. I appreciate what Brother Mike is saying this morning about doing something for God. There's a lot of people that say, well, I want to do something for God. No, you don't. You just waiting on the corner for a feast to come by and pick you up. That's right. That's exactly right. God's got plenty for us to do. I'll guarantee you God's got plenty for us to do. You just sitting there waiting for God to send a feast by to pick you up. There's a heaven prayer meeting in the book of Acts, chapter number 12. And God was bigger than their faith.
Yes, sure.
The church is having a prayer meeting.
Yep.
And Peter's locked up in jail.
Right.
And he got out of jail, but he couldn't get in the prayer meeting.
Yes, right.
That's right.
Yep.
He had more problem getting in the prayer meeting than getting out of prison.
Yes.
I know what kind of meeting is having. I know who that crowd was. And they said, that's not him. So they didn't even believe that. But I'm saying to you, thank God that God said, I will deliver this. He said, you can count on me. You can call on me. Let me hear from you. And not only that, but let me help you. God wants to help us. God's in the business of helping His people. And He will make your trial a blessing. Somewhere down the road, some way or another, He, God, will make it a blessing. His sovereign will. His satisfying work is to work in the life of the child of God. We come through prayer.
And then we get to peace. Now watch your verse number.
God will make this trial a blessing.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. Now watch it. And thou shalt glorify me. God will make this trial a blessing because of his purpose. Thou shalt glorify me.
While it would defeat the whole purpose of God to bring his people through some tragedy, through some trouble, if we didn't stand up and give him glory.
If he didn't get the glory when the thing was over and when you was out the other side of it, if God didn't get the glory, he'd be defeating his purpose. If he left you down under the cloud, under the storm and the sorrows and the trouble and never brought you out, my dear God, why did he ever bring you into it? I'll tell you why he brought you into it, so he could bring you out. On the other side, his sovereign will, his satisfying work. But now we're going to look at his sweet ways. God has some sweet ways about him. He's got us to pray. He's got us to peace. And now he's got us to praise. And he said, let me hear from you. Let me help you. But then when he gets us out the other side and we go to praising him, he says, let me hug on you. My dear God, when this thing is over and the trouble's behind and you've made it through all these trials, and hallelujah, you've walked out the other side in his sweet ways, God will hug on you. You said, well, how do you know these sweet ways? Isaiah 55, verse 8 and verse number 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Now, he's absolutely right. God's thoughts are higher than my thoughts. I have been through some things that I didn't think of.
Yes, sir.
I've been through some things that God had to think of. Because if I'd have thought of it, I never would have mentioned it to him.
Yeah. That's right.
You wouldn't either. You'd have kept it to yourself. Now, we see our behavior, see his bigness, but then he brings us to this place, to the purpose, so we can see his blessings. He's got a blessing waiting somewhere down the road. So he brings us to this place in our life, and he's got sweet ways about him. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He's absolutely right. You'll go through things that you didn't think of. And he says, my ways are higher than you. He's right again.
Yeah.
No, sir. Had I known, and I could have detoured there some things, I would have went around. I wouldn't have went that way. But I'm not in charge of it. Our God is in charge of it. And it's God that brings us to this place, and we have to trust him, and he brings us through him and delivers us. And he didn't say, you ought to praise me. He didn't say, I wish you'd praise me. But he said, I'll tell you what. You'll stay under there till you do come out praising me. Said, when you come out from you, he said, thou shalt glorify me. Not that I wish you would, or maybe you ought to, but he said, when you come out from thee, you'll come out with both hands up, a hollering hallelujah,
amen,
and glory, and amen. You'll say, well, what is God's purpose in this? Well, you know, it's to teach me some things that I need to know. There's some things that we'd never learn if God didn't bring us through some troubled places. And it's in touching me and letting me know that He's still there and that He's still near. And it's to tenderize my old hard heart and let me know that I need to know these things so I can help somebody else that'll be coming along that way. You can't help anybody where you've never been. To help anybody, you've got to say, well, I know where you are. I've been through that. I said, I know how you feel because I've been through that. If you've never been through that, you cannot help them. Amen. Now, let me give you this something. Here is what's happening in this verse. You see, I have took some courses I didn't sign up for. Now, when we were in school, you could sign up for what courses you wanted to take. But now that we're in the school of grace, I took courses that I didn't sign up for.
Yeah, amen.
And if He would have asked me, I would have told Him, I believe I'll take a different course. I would have told Him, I said, I believe I'd rather take a course of some kind of activities. But the second line is this, He signed me up and didn't ask me. Did He come by and ask you, said, I'm fixing to sign you up for a course of trouble. Do you want to take it? No. He signed you up, and the first thing you knew about it, you was a taking. And I'll tell you when you're going to make a passing grade. It's when you throw up your hands and said, God, to God be the glory. Great things He's done. That's exactly when you're going to pass a course that God's got you taking. It's when you get to the place that you realize that He has delivered you and you start giving Him the glory for what He's done in your life through what He only could bring you through. All these troubles in the Bible, you read it and you'll find that shouting was just beyond the trouble. It was just past the storm. It was just past the fire. So I'm trying to tell you, I have no idea about nobody's troubles in this place. But I do know this, that God will make your trial a blessing. When He delivers you out the other side of that trial and you give Him glory and honor, it'll be a great blessing in your heart. When you see that God has delivered you, give you peace in your heart that you behave right through what God has done for you. You say, let me hear from you. Let me help you. And said, let me hug on you. He brings us to the place that we call on Him, that we count on Him. But then He brings us to the place in His purpose that we're close to Him. It's amazing about how the troubles brings people, brings churches, and brings us all closer to God. I say glory to His good name. God will make your trial a blessing. Mr. Mayfield, come to me. Let us stand. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Altar will be open. Pastor will be at the front. My Father, I've come. come through a lot of things that I wondered how that I made it through. Until I looked back and saw your big hand, how that you delivered me. I thank you, dear God, that your grace is sufficient. I pray, dear Lord, for those today here that may be going through troubles and trials. Oh, dear God, that they'd call on you, they'd count on you, and get close to you. And God, when deliverance comes, they'll give you glory and give you honor. God, I pray that you'd help us today. Save that soul that does not know Christ. God, please, help us today. Lord, we need you. You signed us up for this course, and you said you'd see us through, and we've taken you at your word. I plead the blood on the altar call in Jesus' name.